I'm Adam Benjamin, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. Harriet Whitney Frischmuth, who lived from 1880 to 1979, was no stranger to an adventurous life. She studied art in Europe and was one of the most recognizable members of the Philadelphia Ten, a group of female artists active during the early 20th century. The David Owsley Museum of Art owns her works, Joy of the Waters and Crest of the Wave, made during the 1920s. The bronze sculptures depict two young women dancing over flowing bodies of water. At first, the women appear as though they are quietly looking down, but then you notice that their faces are filled with glee and as lively as the waters that surround them. The wind whips their hair and their fingers reach toward the sun. Small pipes hidden in the waves in Joy of the Waters and in the mouths of fish in Crest of the Waves transform the sculptures into fountains. With happiness and a sense of adventure so infectious, Joy of the Waters and Crest of the Sea is a pair of sculptures you will want to experience in person.
We'd like to thank Ball State student Dakota Hall for their research. Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.